I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers are running low on options as Cameroon wages war on two fronts. Ilya Jadi, the African Bureau Chief of World Watch Monitor, describes a Boko Haram insurgency in northern Cameroon.
Ministers in that area are not safe. They have to leave the area or were attacked, ransacked, set on fire, destroyed by Boko Haram. We heard a number of stories of church ministers killed by Boko Haram, attacked and killed.
At the same time, government forces are fighting armed separatists in western Cameroon. American missionary Charles Wesco was caught in the crossfire back in October. Christians are being told to leave both areas of Cameroon, but that's not an easy choice to make. Please pray for peace in the area and for believers who face difficult choices. And have you started defrosting your turkey yet? Thanksgiving comes up this Thursday in the United States, shortly after that Black Friday, Cyber Monday, then Giving Tuesday. Mission India is one of the ministries you can give to in support of Giving Tuesday. Through Mission India, you can sponsor any of their three gospel ministries in India, children's Bible clubs, adult literacy classes, or church planter trainings. Mission India's Eric Morsehead says they recently launched a new program called The Momentum.
It's a monthly giving program, and the idea is each month you would get uniquely tailored content that would be sent to your inbox. If you chose to sponsor your own children's Bible clubs or adult literacy classes or church planning training, you would get a story each month for one of those programs that you've decided to sponsor.
Learn more about supporting Mission India this Giving Tuesday at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.